play a few tunes for you, and then we'll get right into the open mic. And we have Ira Grauman, our sound volunteer, over here, and he's also recording everybody. Please give him a big hand. And Dan is a wonderful guitarist. He does instrumentals. He also writes songs. And so he's going to play a little for us before we start the open mic. Please give Dan Tappan a big welcome.
Thank you, Alan. I guess I'll start out with a love song. But the thing is, it's a blues love song, so it's pretty dysfunctional. It's one of those boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy does something inappropriate and blames it on girl. Chump Man Blues, it's written by Blind Blake. Funny how hard a man can fall. Tell me, ain't it funny how hard a man can fall? If he gets to thinking some woman's got it all. My baby threw me out when walking down the tracks. She threw me out, I walked railroad tracks. Then I turned around, begged her to take me back. I said, some chicks this year. We hadn't been going to, but then the Mr. Fox paid an unscheduled visit to the older chickens, so had to replace them. And they've been living in the living room in a box for the past 5 weeks or so, and about ready to go outside. They're at this stage where They're no longer cute and fluffy, but they aren't really chickens yet. Kind of an awkward adolescent look. If you've ever seen the movie The Dark Crystal, there are these half-bird, half-reptile creatures called Skeksis in it. And that's what they look like. I opened up the gate, I stepped into the yard. Saw a pair of yellow eyes, heard a fretful, baleful call. As she marched across the grass, surveying her domain, her expression sent a shiver through my veins. There are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. You might have seen it on the news. They're kind of gone away through a feat of evolution, though they changed, they're here to stay. So there are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. That's a chorus. Well, they may be kind of flighty, they may act kind of dim. If you look into their eyes, you will see what lurks within. Deinonychus stares out at you, the ancestry is plain. There's a secret hidden savage in that brain. Yes, there are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. You might have seen it on the news. They're kind of gone away. Through a feat of evolution, though they changed, they're here to stay. So there are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. There the scales have changed to feathers, their teeth into a beak, and it's easy to regard them as silly bumbling freaks. But there's a simple sort of dignity, a certain sense of pride, that shows their spirit will not be denied. Yes, there are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. You might have seen it on the news. Their kind had gone away, but through a feat of evolution, though they changed, here to stay. So there are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Well, you can watch them as they hunt, you can watch them stalk their prey. You can watch them peck your legs if you don't feed them right away. That tiny mind is dreaming of when they rule the land, and it's hoping that day will come again. Yes, there are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. You might have seen it on the news. Their kind had gone away, but through a feat of evolution, they changed, but they're here to stay. So there are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Yes, there are dinosaurs living in my backyard today. Thank you. Okay.
But before he does, I just want to read the list. If people are on the list and they haven't arrived, we just get them on when we can. After Dan's next song, George Mandrinos, who's visiting from Pennsylvania, is going to do two songs. And then we'll continue down the open mic list. Laura Gold, Michelle Belay, Jan Luby, The City Ducks, Marty Nestor, Walter Crockett, Walnut, Harriet Hart, Chris Lee, Annabelle Gretz. And at 8:30, we will be stopping for the mini set. That will be Hannah Cranton, and after the mini set, between the mini set and the feature at 8, it'll be Hat Rack Gallagher and Jake Kensinger, and I will play. But right now, one more from Dan Tappan. Please give him a big welcome again.
I'll finish off with one by Chris Smither. This is one I learned about a year ago when the world was going to come to an end in May, which I guess didn't happen. But I figured I could keep doing because the world was going to come to the end in December of 2012 because of the Mayan calendar thing. But then they went and found a new copy of the Mayan calendar which had the missing pages in it. So that's apparently not going to happen either, but can keep doing it anyway. So this is Train Home. Chris calls it an agnostic gospel tune. At the right fret. Inside, I got nothing left to hide. Take me as I am, not how I want to be. Why, we'll never know. We passed that long ago. Is and was is all we're ever gonna be. He's almost shaved down by the river, feels a breath. Quiver takes a breath and makes a dive alone. But the dead don't get no vacation down in that subway station. The only break take is to the bone. 'Cause they're waiting on a train to take them home. Waiting on a train. I don't think I see much of anything for me in visions of the past or ever after. Now is what can be, the rest is wait and see. Those prophets never hear that cosmic laughter. But gypsies in their wagons rolling never hear those death bells tolling, never take notice of the tone. But I do, my pulse beats quicker, scornful laughs, knowing snickers stop my heart and sink it like a stone. 'Cause I'm waiting on a train to take me home. Waiting on a train. I'm waiting on a train to take me home. This ain't what it seems, it's not the stuff of dreams. Nothing is as clear as this confusion. The somewhat welcome news is there is no way to lose, because what isn't real is genuine illusion. 'Cause it's all about that graveyard dancing. Some sit still, some still prancing, some get caught between them in a zone where there's nothing left to give them cover. They can't even see each other, they just step and stumble on their own. 'Cause they're waiting on a train to take them home. Just waiting on a train. I'm waiting on a train. We're all waiting on a train to take us home. Thank you.
One more hand for Dan Tappan, please.